We are all familiar with the famous scripture John 3:16. It begins by saying, "For God so loved the world," and "God loved the world so much that he sent his son into the world to save the world." Now Genesis 1 states that God called everything he created good. In fact, in verse 31, God called it very good. Again, God loves the world, and God called his created world very good. So, the logical question would be then, what happened to the world? What happened to the world? Friends, I ask this question because there is something definitely wrong with the world we live in. I feel confident that we would all agree with this assessment. There are so many problems in the world, they are almost innumerable. Now, there was a theologian who once made a poignant assessment about mankind and the world in general. He said, "There's one thing that is certain. The world is not what it was meant to be. This world was not what it was meant to be." Do any of us really believe that the current state of the world is what God intended? Friends, there's something wrong with this world. Anyone can see that. So, what messed up the world? The answer is, we did. We messed it up. Humans messed it up. The majority of problems that exist in the world today can be traced back to people breaking and not following spiritual laws and principles. The key in all of this is a word that a lot of people don't seem to want to hear very often. And that word is sin. Sin, the breaking of God's laws. Friends, just like there are physical laws, like the law of gravity, that need to be followed, there are also spiritual laws that need to be followed. We have to abide by the law of gravity, or we will suffer fatal consequences. Friends, we were also designed to follow the spiritual laws of God. If we follow these spiritual laws, we will reap blessings now and in the future. And if we do not follow them, we will reap the consequences, not just in the next life, but in this life as well. Brethren, this world today is certainly not the world God intended. But let me leave you with this. Take heart. In Revelation 21:5, we have the promise of Jesus when he said in the future he will, quote, make all things new. Let us all look forward to that time. Amen.